Thank you and good evening. My wife used to tell me quite often that I needed to use more visual aids. So I've got a few, but for sake of time, I'll probably go through them pretty quick. Have any of you ever played the game or had the occasion where it was a word association game? You know, someone flash up a word and you're supposed to think or blurt out the first thing that comes to your mind. Well, I don't want you to blurt out anything, but maybe you can think of something and or a situation or a time or maybe a person who may have experienced each one of these, and we'll go through them pretty quick. First one, pain. Everyone probably has experienced that at one point or another. I'm sure of this one, sickness. All of these have something in common. Oh, this is a good one. This one has mixed emotions, probably. Money. That could be two or three different things. If you have no job, then you have mixed emotions about money. You need money. If you have so much that all you think about is money, that's also not good also. I do have a little pertaining to money. I'll make this quick, but it was a note that a friend had some advice for another friend. It says, money. It can buy a house, but not a home. It can buy a bed, but not sleep. It can buy a clock, but not time. It can buy you a book, but not knowledge. It can buy you a position, but not respect. It can buy you medicine, but not health. It can buy you blood, but not life. So you see, money isn't everything, and it often causes pain and suffering. I tell you all this because I am your friend, and as your friend, I want to take away your pain and suffering. So give me all your money, and I will suffer for you. A more true friend you will never find. So money can also cause you probably to lose friends. Oh, how about this one? Surgery. That, ouch. That's a good response. This is a good one here. Nursing homes. If any of you have a relative, a loved one, or someone in a nursing home, you know where I'm going with this. How about unsaved? Unsaved loved ones. It's a deep concern for all of us. Or here's a good one that probably can pertain to young people. Tuitions. Tuitions. Not just young people. Parents. Tuitions. Oh, my. Which tuitions can cause depression. Retirement. That can cause depression. Just the thoughts of it. If you're trying to figure out how to retire, or once you retire, am I going to have to go back to work? Which can cause worry. Or how about loneliness? Loneliness. All of these kind of have something in common. Would anyone like to venture? I'll tell you whether you're on the same page I am. What do you think all those have in common? Life on earth. The one word I'm looking for tonight is trials. We all experience trials in some form or fashion. I've got a couple of others here that are for mature audiences only. Even though they don't act mature. But just think of the kind of feelings we've all experienced as we've been discussing and praying about tonight. All of this, I thought about my life over the past year, and in some form or fashion, I've been able to relate to all of that. Experience an event about a year ago, which, you know, I wasn't expecting, which caused me to really start thinking about how short life is. Zach having problems, Nick having problems, all these things. My mother, you know, some of these categories or words that I flashed up are things that she's experienced over a lifetime, which, of course, when you have loved ones that experience these, they affect us. So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know of a single verse in the Bible that says that once we got saved, that it was going to be a piece of cake for us, that we weren't going to experience trials and tribulations, that it was going to be just an easy road from here to heaven. You know, it isn't easy. And let me ask you this. Can all of you relate to any of those things? Probably, if we see all a show of hands, you probably can relate to all of them. If not, you will. If we stay on this earth long enough, you're probably going to. You know, the Bible teaches us that trials can be a good thing. They teach us perseverance. They teach us endurance. And we are to grow from them. We're going to have trials. But there's also something there. I've got one that God has given us something to look forward to. We all have hope. You know, I was thinking about trials, about is it something new to just us? No, it's gone throughout history. And I've always liked the stories of the Bible stories of the Israelites and what they came through. You know, when they were slaves in Egypt, of course, they were trial after trial, burden after burden. They cried out to God. God heard them, and he said, okay, I'm going to get you out of Egypt, and I'm going to take you to a promised land. You know, the thing about the Israelites that always amazed me is they actually could see God working. I mean, right there in front of them, the miracles, dividing an ocean, an army being swallowed up, and everything's good for a short period of time, and then they lose sight of their goal. They lost that hope. And you know, only Caleb and Joshua were the only two that were able to actually go into the promised land, other than the priests. But that other generation that came up, they were still experiencing trials. I mean, just think how scary that is. I mean, we've been wandering around my whole childhood out in the wilderness, and now we're getting ready to make this move into a land, and, you know, they still had to be encouraged. And I looked at, you know, in Deuteronomy, in chapters 31, God speaks to Moses, and I'm not going to read all these verses for sake of time. It's really going fast. But, you know, Moses spoke to Israel, and what did he tell them? Be strong, be courageous, stand firm, obey the laws, do what God is telling you, and you'll be fine. You know, and even Joshua, Moses passes away. Joshua's feeling these emotions of, look at these shoes, in this case sandals, that I'm going to have to take over and feel. I'm going to have to lead these people. So, you know, Joshua was feeling these emotions of anxiety and worry. And so what does God speaks to Joshua in Joshua 1, 6 through 9? And you know, he tells him, same thing. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, which is what we're supposed to do, you know, with the Word of God we have today, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? He tells him again, be strong, be courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Has that really changed for us? Yes, we're going to have trials. But the thing about the trials we have now, and you know, just listening to the prayer requests and praying for one another, some of y'all have got things going on in your lives, your children's lives, your spouse's life that don't compare to anything that I've just, you know, experienced over this past year. I mean, there is no comparison to some of the things you have going on. But you know, we have hope. Unlike the Israelites, they could see across the river where they were going. You know, we have a different kind of hope. We have a living hope. 1 Peter 1, 3 and 5 tells us, praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in His great mercy. He is giving us a new birth. He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into this inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. When Christ died and arose from the grave and ascended, He is in heaven today. He is a living God that has promised us that one day we will spend eternity with Him. All of the stuff we're experiencing today is just temporary. It teaches us and gives us perseverance is what it's trying to teach us. That, all right, let's learn from this trial. Trust in God. We are not here to experience and go through all of this alone. The Holy Spirit is within us. We need to lean on Him to help us get through these things. And I hope that's not easier said than done. I mean, to stand up here and tell y'all that, no, I have no worries whatsoever about anything, you know, I'd be lying to you. It's our, you know, that is how we are. But we have God's Word right here, and when we have Him within us, and you really think about it, I can't do this by myself. How am I going to get through this? You know, we don't have to do it, you know, by ourselves. God is here to help us. You know, life is, we may think that it goes on and on forever, but it is just a blink of an eye to God. But in the meantime, you know, I've got several verses that have encouraged me in passages. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. You know, running the race. That's all this is. We are running a race. Does the Word of God teach us to sit on the sidelines and watch other people run? No. We are supposed to work hard and to follow the plan God has for us. We are to spend time in prayer with one another, working together and sharing our requests with one another and praying for one another. That teaches us it's like a runner training. It's just one more thing, staying in God's Word, being here when the doors are open, being a part, helping others, doing your part is part of being in that race that we're running. 1 Corinthians 15:58 tells us to stand firm. You know, yes, this election, just think of all the time that we have wasted watching these dumb commercials and listening to these two candidates. You know, just a few months ago, I would think, there's no way when we get to November that these are going to be the people we're going to vote for. And I think all of you probably thought the same thing. But you know, we have to, as Dave reminded us, God has given us tools to, you know, we are to fight this fight while we're here and stand firm by using the tools that God has given us to fight. And one of those tools is the privilege of voting. So we need to vote and get out there. I can't stand it when someone tells me, I don't like either one of them, so I'm not going to vote. That's the worst thing you possibly could do. So, you know, as Christians, we need to vote the way God is directing us to vote. And keep in mind that whether the person we vote for wins or loses, it's not really up to us. God knew what was going to happen in November of 2016 before the earth was even, he even created the earth. So he knows, he has a plan. We don't always understand his plan, practically never, but he does have a plan. And in the meantime, we continue to run the race and do what we can to, in this case, you know, to protect the freedoms that we have here in the United States and try to live our lives the way God wants us to live and our country is supposed to be. Another thing, too, is trying to understand all this. Proverbs 3, 5, and 8. Some of my favorite verses. I've got so many little pieces of paper here, I can't pick out the one I'm looking for. Proverbs 3, 5, and 8. This has really encouraged me, and it always has when I feel down and get down on myself or down on situations. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Greg, you know, I think it's not just me, but all of us. What's the first instinct when a problem comes? We try to solve it, okay? I'm guilty of that. You know, bam, I'm going to go ahead and fix it. I'm gonna solve this right now without even, you know, asking God how I should go about doing it. And that's the part about it. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and a nourishment to your bones. You know, God's there to help us. Don't try to figure it out yourself. He will guide you. He will help you through these situations. Proverbs 16:4, as we kind of wind this up. The Lord works everything for his own ends. Okay, I mean, how clear is that? No matter, I mean, he has a plan. He knows what he's doing. He's going to work it out to the what solution, situation that he wants it, you know. In the meantime, we have just got to sit back and trust him that he knows what he's doing. And he does. He's going to work it out to his plan. Not necessarily Greg Whittemore's plan. He's going to work it out to his. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. I won't read it, but, well, I am going to read it. 2 Corinthians 4. 16-18. You know, I'm at a point where I need, at least I need a bigger print Bible. Okay. There it is. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, which is what we're experiencing today. But what is unseen is eternal. You know, God has promised us that we're going to live without experiencing any of these emotions, these operations, these surgeries, these cancers, these things going on, this crazy world we live in. We just need to continue to strive to run that race to get to the point where we're going to experience these things we can't really see right now. We can read God's Word, and we know that it exists. Our faith tells us it exists. This is God's Word, and we believe it. We just have to stay focused on the fact that one day everything that's going on now does not matter, that we're going to live for eternity with Christ. And I'm going to, I think I'm going to leave us with that. My whole intent tonight was to give a word of encouragement. And my goodness, I need to be encouraged, you know. All of us need to be encouraged because I know, you've got, you're experiencing the same things. And like I said, a lot of things that are a lot more serious than are going on in my own life. We need to continue to pray for one another and lift each other up and stay focused on the finish line. All right, I'll go ahead and close this. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this tremendous privilege to come together and share our prayers with one another. We pray that we do pray for each other. We know that you hear our prayers and that you will answer our prayers. Lord, help each one of us who know you as our personal Savior to stay focused on things that are unseen right now. We know they're there. We know you've promised that we will experience those one day. And as far as hope goes, Lord, I hope that maybe we could all experience your return one day and take us all at one time to be back in heaven and spend eternity with you and leave this place behind. Lord, we love you very much. We thank you and praise you. We know you're in control. And as mentioned, we put this country into your hands and pray for your will to be done. We love you, Lord, and keep us safe as we travel home this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.